Good morning, everybody. Oh, my goodness, what a bunch of information when you start getting in the computer, huh? And so, thank you, Ruth. I know Ruth put some slides together. So anyway, does anybody want to say who is here, please? Who's joined us?
This is Karen Eastwood. How are you?
Good morning, Karen. Great.
Nancy in Houston.
Hi, Nancy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Monty from Lacey.
Here,
right,
here.
Monty? Anybody else? Has anyone else joined us? I don't think Margaret can be here this morning. She had a meeting. So, okay, good morning, good morning. Ruth, you didn't give me the ball. You're going to run through the slides, right?
Either which way do you want it?
It's hard for me to do two things at once, so that'd be great if you'll run the slides.
All righty.
It's a lovely picture of several of us that are already on the call. Okay. So our health style mission is to educate, simplify, and motivate ourselves and all those who we come in contact with. So to help people follow a path that leads to better health. And it's also our mission to help others do the same, which will help everybody support the health style missions and lifestyles of freedom with the multiple streams of income, which we help all develop. That is the truth. The very exciting thing is that we are a company that's partnered with Healthy Child, Healthy World, a wonderful organization, and both they and we are dedicated to a toxic-free world, and that's very, very exciting. This is their Together We Can Change the World, One Home at a Time. That's always been our mission, and so this has been a wonderful partnership for us. And this is their little video. What we really want to talk about is the chronic inflammation that is leading to all of those top killer diseases. You know, we've heard for years all these, you know, there's all kinds of diets out there and things, but really our health has really come down to chronic inflammation. And that, what's that doing? Clogging our blood vessels. So this program is brought to you by NECAN, and we have seen the amazing results for years and years, that's for sure. What are some of these inflammation causes? Well, toxins, for one thing. And yesterday, Karen and Donna talked a lot about the toxins that we come in contact with. NECAN has an answer. We've got our Air Wellness, Power 5, and also water. You know, this makes me think, somebody sent me an email yesterday. A gal had moved into an apartment, and they had turned the apartment building into it was a smoking apartment building. It had been smoke-free when this person apparently had moved in. And she wasn't a smoker, and in her apartment she was getting the smell from the smoke from both the other apartments. How horrible. And anyway, this person wondered if our Air Wellness Power 5 would clear that out. Well, I believe it would, because remember when we heard about all those bad fires in California and the people that had the Air Wellnesses were okay, but everybody else's houses were filling up with that horrible smoke. So our Air Wellness Power 5 is absolutely wonderful. I don't think you can't find anything any better. Another thing that causes inflammation is our acidic foods, and we have the answer. We're choosing more alkaline whole foods, and we have our wonderful arsenal as well of like our Siaga and our Jade Greenzymes. They are wonderful alkaline creating foods. They help our body stay in a more alkaline environment. Our water does the very same. I forgot to say that up above. Our water will create 8.5 to 9.5 on the alkalinity scale. So boy, these are all helpers to get our body into a more alkaline environment. Then also, a lot of causes are the protein sources that we get in our SAD, our SAD diet, standard American diet. There's lots of acidic and toxins in our protein sources with the SAD diet. But with Neekin, we've got, again, wonderful choice. Our Neekin Body Balance is kosher. It's all vegetable or plant-based. There's absolutely no animal protein at all in there. And there's no refined or artificial sugars in there. So we have the answers. And then how about stress? It's pretty hard to avoid it in this day and age, but the nice thing is we get rid of stress when we sleep at night, and we have the very best sleep system. All of Neekin's technologies actually are designed to take away the effects that stress has on the body. So that then we also have the freedom and the fun times with our wonderful business opportunity. So Neekin has the answer for helping us all be healthier. Okay, a couple of years ago, I think, Ruth, you were the one that got me excited about Dr. Blaylock, and I subscribed to his newsletter. And what I like about him is that here he is, a neurosurgeon, and he doesn't get any money from any drug companies or anything like that. He doesn't push costly, harmful drugs, but he does evaluate them and for safety and effectiveness. And I just think he's a wonderful source for us to go to. In fact, I didn't know. I had to really go down and research. I've heard so many pros and cons about the tropical oils. We're going to talk a little bit about fat today. And, you know, there's been a lot of pros and cons about it. But when it comes to Dr. Blaylock, I believe anything that he says, because I know nobody is lining his pockets, and that he is digging in and getting the right research and bringing that to us. So I do believe him. In fact, I called Ruth last night. I don't know what time it was, Ruth, and I said, okay, coconut oil. He says yes. And so that was the one I was holding back on, because I've heard, you know, pros and cons. Okay, so some of the things that we eat, we talked about, are toxic. And here's just I love this slide, Ruth. You've done a great job with this. Some of the bad choices, and, well, here's a couple of headstones. People not living very long. And, he loved bacon. Oh, my goodness, look at the huge hamburger. I hear people say, you got to go to so-and-so. They've got the biggest hamburger. Well, that's not where I want to go. I'm not into the biggest hamburgers. And French fries are also very, just the way that they are prepared, the way that they're cooked, they're very, very unhealthy for us. So what have we got over here? Well, all the good choices. Let's let our food be our medicine. And let's eat colorful vegetables and fruits. And, man, these are yummy-looking smoothies, aren't they? I think I could have smoothies three times a day. And then the here's some of the bad fats. I can remember when I used to, way back, make pie crust. The only pie crust that I would make, this is before Neekin, I always made sure I had Crisco in the cupboard, because that made the very best pie crust. Well, I don't make pie crust anymore, and I certainly don't have that Crisco in my cupboard. The good fats, well, let's talk first about the bad fats. These are your hydrogenated oils up here, and your canola oil, your margarine, substitute butters. Trans fats are the real killers, and animal fats. And what do? They they clog our arteries. So if we want to stay healthy, live longer, and avoid diseases like depression, brain disorders, heart problems, inflammation and autoimmune diseases, even cancer, we have to eat the right kind of fat. And fat is important. We do have to eat the right kind of fat because our brain is, I can't remember what the percentage of fat is, but our brain has a lot of, is mostly fat. It's mostly cholesterol, actually. So here are some good fats. And again, Dr. Blaylock, he'll tell us why this mysteriously neglected fat may indeed be the missing piece of your very own health puzzle. Ruth, is that the coconut? Oh, that was the omega-3. Okay, the omega-3s. Again, why do we need it? Because it powers our brain, for one thing. And we already are doing a great job of, I think it was Nancy that suggested to us that we add our avocado to our smoothies, and oh my goodness, has that ever made a difference? It certainly has made it a lot creamier, and not only that, it's very, very satisfying. When you add the healthy fats into your diet, you will not be hungry. And
that's a very important part.
Pardon me?
That's a very important factor.
Yeah.
I think that's why people are so hungry and they can't not stop eating things, is because we have been told not to eat any fats all these times. All the diets pull the fat out.
Right.
Yeah, I think this is a really important lesson about the good fats.
I found that true about having the good fats, because if I don't, and almonds is for my choices, and if I don't have enough of them, I'm telling you, I feel that I'm craving something.
That's for sure.
Karen, are you putting the avocado in your smoothie?
No, I haven't done that.
I really would advise that. I think it really satiates you longer than the almonds.
Really?
Okay.
Well, I'm going to start trying that.
We do a half of an almond, half of an avocado in the morning for the two of us, and then I will usually have the other half on my salad, or a quarter of it in my salad, because they, even though I squirt the lemon juice on there, they do, they'll get brown, but yeah, we're eating at least one whole avocado a day here between the two of us. Yesterday we had smoothies twice, and I had avocado on my salad at night, so we'll see what direction. I do believe that we can still release pounds by eating the right fats. Okay, and another thing Dr. Blaylock talked about is, olive oil is wonderful for us, very, very, very healthy, but the what he recommends that we cook with is the coconut oil, because even the olive oil it's not so good for us when it gets heated up. And Karen, you mentioned the almonds, another really, really good fat for the omega-3s is walnuts. And flaxseed, we got to remember about our flaxseed that we can also, sprinkle on our salads or toss in our drink. So those are very, very good choices of our of oils. Not only will coconut oil help with the Alzheimer's there, but it helps with reducing the inflammation. Everything that we've all been talking about here and that we're striving to get is getting rid of that inflammation. That the coconut oil will do that as well. Gabs, it's nice to grab a whole piece of whole grain toast or half a piece and smear coconut oil on it. It tastes better than butter. I don't know why on earth I wanted butter.
Yes. Mary Lou. Then yes. Puts that on his toast, and then he puts cinnamon on top of it.
Oh, what a great idea. There you go.
Or he actually mixes the two together and then puts them on it, on his toast. He really likes that. And this coconut oil, like I make rice quite a bit, or with a bunch of cabbage and celery and everything in it, and onions in my rice. But then I also put some coconut oil, and it just makes it taste so good.
Bruce, how do you put cabbage in your rice?
Well, I just chop it. I grow the cabbages and I chop them all up and freeze them, and then they're all cut up in little pieces, and I just put them in your rice. You don't even notice they're there.
Well, I love cabbage and I love rice, and I'm just trying. I was envisioning hot rice with cold cabbage.
That's how it cooks it. Yeah. Cooked celery, cooked cabbage, and cooked onions and mushrooms all go in my rice.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, there's a great recipe, Ruth. We need your rice recipe again. I'm sure you have it somewhere.
Yeah. Okay.
Because your rice is absolutely delicious. That'd be a great one. It's such a good base for any meal.
And you know what? I really hope that more people will send recipes to Ruth, and that then Ruth will send them out to all of us, because I think those recipes are what's really going to help us to be successful.
I do, too. This is Kathleen. I would appreciate all those recipes.
Maybe we can put them on the website. I'm not sure what to do about them. I'm having a hard time keeping everything sent to, and even getting online. I don't know. It's an easy way to do that.
Yeah, if you send them to me, I'll put them on my website.
Sounds like a good plan. All right.
Okay, the other thing while we're talking about a website, and this doesn't, oh, we're recording this call, never mind. Okay, so we've talked a lot about the coconut oil and the olive oil. Those are the oils that we should have in our, that's the oils that we should have in our house. Olive oil and coconut oil, and our avocados, and of course, our good cold water Alaska salmon. You guys, I'm sure that everybody on this call knows, anytime it says Atlantic salmon, that means it is farm grown. We don't want to get Atlantic salmon. And if you're in a restaurant and they're serving salmon, ask them if it's Atlantic salmon. If they say yes, I wouldn't get it. Because it's just, you know, it's been farm-raised, and all those things to make that thing grow the fish grow faster is all been added, and I sure don't need that added to my diet to help me grow faster. And I will get it if I eat that salmon.
Also, this time around here, we get the wild Pacific salmon, and if we ask them for wild Pacific salmon, then we can say, yay, we won't have to say Atlantic. Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. And I've been getting mine at Costco, and also at Sam's. Both have, didn't somebody on this call say sockeye was one of the very best, or did I read that?
It's good. It's good.
Yeah, and I just picked that up over at Sam's. They're individually frozen in, and you know, somebody says, oh boy, that's a lot of money. Well, if two of us are sharing one piece of that fish, that's not expensive. It's, you know, what price are you worth? I mean, your health is worth something. So anyway, salmon is also very, very good. Okay, we've been talking about the omega-3s that are, you know, that reduce inflammation, slashes cancer risk. There also the fish oil. There's a link between fish oil and reduction in prostate cancer. Dr. Blaylock talks about a study that came out of the Harvard Medical Center with almost 48,000 men. They covered them over 12 years, and they found the men that ate the most fish had the lowest prostate cancer risk, and it was a whopping 44% less. So,
wow.
Yeah, it is important. Oh, the other thing, the omega-3s, what I've been reading from Dr. Blaylock, is that most of that comes from the algae. That's where the fish get that, that's where most of that omega-3s are coming from, is from the algae. So, oh boy, smart Nican again, huh? How about our omegas with the DHA? That's another slide, right, Ruth?
Right.
Our omega green. There we go. There is a wonderful, wonderful choice. Because, didn't I read on here that this has got algae? Because that's the, yes, the DHA from DHA is from algae. This isn't Transparent Tuesday, but it's, I'm going to tell you on Wednesday. I was having a problem with this when I first started taking it, and I thought, how on earth can it be that I'm burping up, it tastes like fish? And, Monty, was it you I asked about that?
Yes.
And didn't you told me I should eat it with a big meal, right?
Correct.
Okay, was there a certain time of the day?
No, I usually take mine at lunch.
Okay. So anyway, I'm going to give this a try again because I've got another auto ship yet coming the end of this month. I'm going to give this another try because I don't know if anybody else was burping it up, but I definitely was. It wasn't settling with me very well at all. So there is key. Have it with a meal.
You know, the other thing, too, if you might want to try it, is the serving size for the on the bottle is 3 capsules.
Uh-huh.
So if you try it and you only and use 3 capsules at any one time and you do get that burp back up, what I would probably suggest is then back off to 1 capsule each meal.
Okay.
Try that.
Okay.
But take it before you eat. Don't take it after you eat, because if you take it after you eat, it sits on top and you'll get that belt.
Okay.
I do.
Yes.
We should probably always say that these all of our supplements are foods, and we should eat them with our meals. I think that's the way that then we're not eating them in between, unless there's some specific reason for eating it in between. They should be considered a part of our meal. I always eat my supplements right at the beginning of the meal.
Good. That's a great idea. Mine are always there on the table with my meal. I just have to remember to take them sooner. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's very, very good. And yes, all of Nican's nutrition is food. Okay, so this has got a wonderful combination. Oops.
Oh, you want to stay there?
Yeah, I did. This omega green, you know, is a combination of your omega 3s, 6s, and 9s. And by the way, we don't need to add any 6s to our diet. We get plenty of omega-6 in our diet. And this is a vegetable formulation. I have a question on this. I do see that it has a oat fiber is an other ingredient on that. Ruth, you take this, right?
I don't.
Okay, because it does say it's gluten-free, but I did see that there was oat fiber. So, you know, I'm not so positive. If you're really, really, really sensitive to the gluten, then I don't know.
I've read different things, and some say that oats really are not a gluten. They seem sort of like gluten-y to me when you cook them too much. But they are just always... not manufactured, but processed in situations where they would be in contact with the wheat and the gluten, other gluten products.
Okay, well, ours probably is not. I'm sure that ours is...
Right.
Is,
Yeah. That's why it says it can say gluten-free.
Okay. Yeah, as well as our jade greenzymes. There, some people say, well, that's barley, but that is, it's young barley and it is gluten-free. So, okay.
You're also saying it is gluten or oat fiber. And oat fiber isn't the part, I don't think, that makes the gluten, makes it gluteny.
Correct. Okay, so we all know why omegas are so important. It's for healthy heart, healthy brain, and eyes. I mean, we need omegas. Okay, we can go to the next slide.
Oh, just a second. I've left the computer.
You left the computer.
Okay, next slide.
Okay, so the important thing is that the reason that we journal is that we want to listen to our own body. Everybody's body is different. And so these are some of the things that are possible if we have a toxic reaction to something. We could be getting, you know, fatigue, headaches, discomfort, digestion problems, sight, blood sugar problems, breathing problems, itching. We could just become real sluggish, forgetful. And then remember this above the waist. Oversize. I think I covered those inches last week that I had read. I think a woman should not be, her waist should be no more than 35, and I can't remember what the man's was. Irregular heart rate. The other thing I was reading about the importance of the fat is that, you know, there's so many people that are saying that, you know, they're getting more and more heart arrhythmias and that kind of stuff, irregular heartbeats. A lot of that is people who have, you know, previously been on low-fat, no-fat diets. Well, we need to eat the healthy fats. Okay, so there would be any of those signs. We definitely need to make some changes. And again, our top three killers, heart attack, cancer, stroke, they're in epidemic proportions, and any of these inflammatory diseases as well. So what are we going to do to avoid inflammation? I think we should bring people onto this call and help educate them. Everybody knows somebody who is suffering. Here's our chart to help us eat and stay in the more alkaline environment or eat more alkaline foods. And we're not saying eat everything over here in the blue and the purple. What we're saying is balance it. If you are going to have, you know, something over here, like here, we've been talking a lot about olive oil today, and it's acidic, but we definitely need to have olive oil again. So we just want to make sure that we're putting that on our great big green salad, or, you know, we're eating the olive oil with our alkaline foods. Wonderful smoothies. Here's a recipe for a great smoothie, and there, Ruth, you've added there the flaxseed as well as the avocado.
I see
you got a tablespoon of ground flaxseed. I've been just doing the avocado in mine. I've got to get more flaxseed, though. So, did you want me to read this? A scoop of pure protein? Nope. Okay. Here's our 10... Strive to get your 10 points, the closer, you know, and some people, I'll tell you, I wouldn't tell anybody yesterday on Transparent Tuesday, but boy, did I fall short of my 10s just about every day last week, and my body told me. So it is important to try to do the best that we can, to drink our Pymag water, which we need to have. They say the good rule of thumb is take half your weight, divide your weight in half and drink that many ounces a day. And so I save pennies so I can slide them over because I drink a lot of water. And then make sure you get your 7-8 hour sleep on your Nikon sleep system. Exercise of some sort, and even people that are having problems can't go out and go for a brisk walk. My doctor still says walking is the very best exercise. Karen Eastwood is walking 15-minute intervals in her home. At least she's getting up and, you know, getting up and moving and walking is still the best exercise. I read an article recently that said if you sit around a computer or anything, at least every hour, get up and move around. So it's just get ourselves moving. And then taking our nutritionals, especially these ones that are going to help us lower our inflammation. Journal, we talked about why that's so important. And then some days I'm having two of the shakes, the smoothies, a day. I did that yesterday. I really, really liked it. And then a healthy dinner, which was a very small amount of chicken on a huge salad with huge salad with all kinds of vegetables in it. So, are there any more?
Two snacks.
Oh, and the two snacks. Yes, and they're pretty important. They're hard for me to remember, though, but that, you know what? That can be just a couple of nuts. But my favorite is an apple. To just slice up an apple and throw it in a little baggie, put a little bit of our protein powder, just sprinkle that on, and cinnamon. Sometimes I'll even put a little bit of nutmeg, stevia if it's kind of a sour apple, and shake that thing up and then just eat on it. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Kathleen has her hand up over here.
Okay, Kathleen.
That was because I picked up the wrong phone number and couldn't get in, and I had printed out the new one, and I found it, and then I didn't want to bother you.
Okay.
You have that all settled. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so your future depends on your choices, and we've got proof here in our own family. My husband is an identical twin, and he and Gary were very, very identical, and they both had the same back problems, the same breathing problems, everything, when we were introduced to Niken, and the difference is absolutely huge. Gary thought that this was silly, just too much of a lifestyle change for him. He didn't do it. He now, my husband is out walking three and a half miles at a time with me, and poor Gary is on oxygen. My husband looks 20 years younger than his twin brother, and it's all because Larry made the choice to do more wellness almost 20 years ago. So that is what we want people to do, just become informed. And measuring is very important, but we'll talk about that maybe on Transparent Tuesday. Okay? I went over. I was worried that I wouldn't be able to say enough today, but I guess I did. Any questions? No questions. Thank you, Ruth, for the great slides on our on our fats.
I'm thinking that I'm going to do on Thursday night is kind of put together a highlight or two from a subject that we've been talking about on lifestyle, and really see if we can get more people coming on to do testimonies. And tonight will be the toxin and the toxic in the environment, the air and the water slide, and then the slides with the factory and talking about osteodense and bone health and other side effects that we have with Niken. A bone health path, the side effects affecting the brain, the heart, and the, especially the digestion. And so those are what we're going to talk about tonight, and I think maybe that might attract more people to come and listen, and we can sort of teach what we're teaching here during the day, and teach about our Niken products at the same time, especially with the testimonies that we'll be hoping to get. So I hope that you'll be on tonight at 6 p.m.
Tomorrow.
Thursday, that is, yes, on Thursday. The email is out with the new information of how to get on the phone, which you guys have. And bring some people. And then let me know if you like the new kind of, it's gonna, we're really going to announced, have announced, that it is going to be a product wellness preview. So many people are talking about business. I decided we will mention business and have a story about that at the end, but primarily we're going to talk about the products and the good old testimonies. They always got everybody fired up as much as we can. So we'll have only about a couple of slides and a lot of testimonies in between them, I hope. Either that or it'll be a very short presentation.
Okay.
So I hope that you guys will join me. And if you would like to come on with the host code, if you have it, you're one of the speakers on here, then I would welcome you to do that. And otherwise, everyone that will be on there and wants to speak up and give their testimony, if you email me that you're going to come on and share about air or water or the bone health pack tomorrow night, then I will note and even call on you. Otherwise, everybody will just have to speak up and star 6 to get their line open. After I've muted it, you can star 6 and open it back up. Hopefully, that works. Okay?
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Great job, Mary Lou.
Yes.
Yes, I liked it.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Ruth, for making those wonderful slides. Okay.
Welcome.
Talk to you all tomorrow when Ruth will be our hostess with the mostess.
Got it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Bye, everybody.